I'm looking at the Pop-Tarts box, and I notice they have directions on there. They have two full sets of directions. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than one step. I don't know how it's possible that the directions are longer than one. You think it would be step one, toast the Pop-Tarts. That they've managed to break it up into smaller increments. These are the actual toaster steps. I want to be in the room watching somebody who has to consult these steps. Okay, number one, remove pastry from pouch. Okay. I see where they're going with this.
WRGN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. You know what Friday means? It's tomorrow's Saturday. He's like asleep late. I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what that means. Hey, we talk about getting up in the morning. Pancake breakfast time. You don't have to hold it. It'll stay there. I know it looks broken, but it's not. Okay. We have a couple of studio guests today, which I always like. I like when people are in the studio with me, so I'm not alone in here. And we've got Ken Sack, treasurer of the EAA. And which chapter number is that?
838.
Now, EAA is Experimental
Aircraft Association.
Right. Okay. I've been to the big shows at Oshkosh.
Yes.
But do you have a show elsewhere other than Oshkosh?
They have, well, Sun and Fun is in Florida. And that was about a month ago.
Okay. Experimental. I don't, you know, aircraft are scary enough to me. When you start doing experimental aircraft, then I get nervous. But I'm sure the doors stay on your planes. They don't fall off in mid-flight, right?
That's correct.
And how about the emergency? I didn't know the emergency stairs are on the outside of the plane, but obviously it makes sense. So it fell off the other day over Queens in New York. Some guy's in his backyard, and it washes up on his backyard beach. And too many things falling off the plane. I read something yesterday, too. It listed the favorite drinks of people on airplanes. Vodka, number one, followed by whiskey sours and all these other drinks. And then the airlines are just astounded how people get drunk and cause problems on the airplane. They're feeding them all this booze, and they can't understand it. But on an experimental aircraft, no booze.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Maybe just water and soda. And also with me today is Hella DeVille from the Root River Rollers. The Roller Derby team.
Hello.
I grew up watching Roller Derby on Long Island. Yeah, it was very nice. I enjoyed it. Very fun. Very physical, very dangerous.
Correct.
Before we get to the breakfast, let's talk about that, because that always amazes me. You have to be real physically fit to do something like that, because even when you fall, you have to know how to fall.
Well, we train everybody to fall, so we get used to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you come with black and blue marks?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're badges of honor.
You ever break any bones?
My collarbone. So, yeah.
And you're still doing it?
I'm still doing it. Yeah.
My mother never let me do sports when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want me getting hurt. I mean, I said, I'm going out for football and school to try. No. People get hurt in that. I said, basketball? No. Can I play in the band? Okay. That you can do. But she never let me do sports. She was always nervous that I was going to get hurt and everything. And, you know, she's right. I never broke a bone in my life.
Well, we'll get you on skates.
No, you know, I never skated in my life. My daughter knows how to skate backwards, forwards. She goes to the skating rinks when, you know, she was younger. And she used to talk to people while she was skating backwards. She used to face them and talk to them going around the rink. I said, how do you know where you're going? She goes, you know. I said, but you're skating backwards. And then she'd just flip it around and go forward again. I said, I don't know how she learned this. She didn't learn it from me or her mother because we don't skate. And wow. So we had to get into roller derby.
Well, I got sick of, you know, running. And roller derby seemed like the next next thing that I wouldn't be bored with.
So you go from running to roll. That's a natural progression.
Yeah.
Running to roller derby.
I saw an ad on Facebook, and then I just decided, let's try it. So
all those people running the 10K Lighthouse Run in June, mm-hmm, in Racine, mm-hmm, their next step is to go into roller derby.
Right. So June run, and then in August, come join our team.
How many roller derby teams are there around here?
Oh, there's quite a few. So, and they're all over the world, actually.
Just women or men?
Women, men. Ours are women and women identifying skaters. But yeah, there's some leagues around here that have men in them as well.
Wow. It just sounds like it, you know. I don't, Ken, I'm looking at you. I don't see you doing all that.
That's correct.
We keep trying.
I look at a man whose bones have never been broken before.
Right.
So, and that's the way I like to keep it. Let's talk about the breakfast. This is coming up at Batten International Airport. There are people in Racine that don't know we actually have an international airport. Now, I heard the reason it's international is because Sam Johnson had a jet there, a smaller jet, and he wanted to fly in and out and they had to make it an international airport with customs.
That's right.
Because he wanted to fly, he flew overseas, and he wanted to land in Batten because he could just walk to Johnson Wax right down the block. And he wanted to make it international. So there's actually a customs there.
Yes, there is. Originally, it's only been there maybe 10 years, maybe more. The problem that whenever his airplane came back from over international, customs from Milwaukee had to drive to Racine.
Oh, is that the way it works?
So they built a part of the, at the terminal, they built a room for the customs people. So they're here all the time.
So he's trying to sneak in some carnauba wax.
Something like that, right.
Yeah, all right, got to catch that. Okay, so the breakfast, the pancake breakfast, is EAA Chapter 838. It's going to be held at Batten Field. I'd give you the address, but you don't need the address for Batten Field. Right. Just follow the planes coming in and landing, and you'll see it there. Yeah. It's right by Rapids Drive. You can't miss it. And that's coming up 8 a.m. to noon. And adults, $10. Children, $5. All you can eat pancakes, I assume, right?
Yes.
Is that the way it works? You have sausages and all that kind of stuff with it, too.
We also have eggs.
Oh, yep. Really?
Yeah,
look at
that's
you.
That's a big thing for us.
All right. You're adding eggs to the menu. That's nice. Now, not steak and eggs, though.
Not steaks.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay, just checking. So, now, where's the money going?
The money goes to our basic operations of our chapter, which runs. We have our own building, EAA Chapter 838 building, which is just north of the terminal building. And the money goes for basic operations. And also, we have started recently a scholarship fund for high school students to want to fly. And we assist airplane mechanic students at MATC in Milwaukee. In their last semester, we've given $20,000 in scholarships to them in the last 2 years.
Okay. Tomorrow's pilots and...
And mechanics.
And mechanics, too. Any flight attendant schools out there? You know, I couldn't... I would last about 9 seconds in a flight attendant job. Because the first person that would try to squeeze an oversized piece of luggage in the overhead... What, are you a moron? Didn't you go to school to know that you can't put 2 pounds of bologna in a 1 pound bag? What's the matter with you, stupid? And I'd be fired. Mm-hmm. 9 seconds I'd lasted that job. I couldn't put up with that. The flight attendants, I don't know where they find the patience to deal with some of these morons that fly, especially when they get drunk. They get belligerent. And the whole thing with the masks during COVID. I don't want to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. I don't want to wear one. And then you got to sit next to this moron on the plane. It's frightening. Anyway, enough with that. Now, you said the Explorer Posts.
Yes.
Are going to benefit from this, too. Now, the Explorer Posts are part of the Boy Scouts.
They are.
But instead of, you know, camping and stuff, they learn, not a trade, but they work at places that teach them about the companies and businesses they're working at.
Right. Well, there's many different kinds of exploring. We've got aviation explorers. There's police posts. There are fire posts. There are any group that wants to get together and to deal with business type things.
Now, I told you when I was 16 years old, I was in the Explorer Post at my local radio station, And they gave us, you know, they taught us stuff, and we got our own Sunday morning radio show to do. And that's how I got started. Then one day they said, we're looking for a janitor. You want the job? I said, yes. And I was a janitor at age 18 years old. You had to wait in New York. You can't work before you're 18. So I graduated high school, and I said, I'm in radio. What are you doing? Clean the toilets. And by the way, pick up all those ashes that are all over people's desks. But I was in radio. But it all started with the Explorer Post.
Yeah.
Now, where is the Explorer Post, is it at Batten Field? Do you know that?
Well, it's actually at our EAA building.
Oh, okay.
We have our own, it's a 16,000 square foot building.
Oh,
and
shack.
It was built in 1993, and it was expanded about 15, 20 years after that to house the Carnuba after they went to Brazil and back.
Is that the name of the plane?
The Carnuba is Sam Johnson's plane, float plane that flew to Brazil.
Is that the one that's on display there on 16th Street?
Yeah, it was in our building for about 5-10 years. Now they took it downtown on Fort Eliza Hall by Johnson Wax.
Yeah, you can see it. It's in the window, hanging there by, you know, ropes or whatever, wires are hanging up there. Oh, so you were the keeper of that plane.
We were the keeping, yeah.
You have any other good planes over there?
We have some. We have started to hang their planes because we use our building for either weddings or quinceaneras, and we need more space, so we hung them from the ceiling. So we have 5 or 6 airplanes in the ceiling. Hanging from the ceiling.
I went to, when I was in Nebraska on a road trip, we stopped by the Air Force Museum out there, whatever they have.
Right.
And I'm looking at these planes, you walk right up to them, and they're, you know, they look little when you see them in newsreels, but they're gigantic.
Right.
And our manager of this radio station was in the Air Force out there. He's an Air Force vet. And my dad was a tail gunner. During 4 years in World War II. You know what a tail gunner is?
I don't.
Okay. Tail gunners are in the airplane, but they sit in the turret at the back with a machine gun.
Oh.
So my father did the whole war for 4 years going backwards, is basically it. He was 17 years old, and he fought in the Japanese theater. And he flew in a plane. They got shot down 3 times over the Pacific. And he said, thank God the old man knew how to fly. The old man was 26 years old, the pilot. And he flew the plane, and he got them landed 3 times, fixed the plane, and that's it. 4 years at sea with this airplane. Mm. And I said to my father, you know how to fly? And he goes, nope. All I knew is how to shoot the guns in the back. It's all I knew. We're going to talk more about this breakfast because you are going to be making the pancakes.
Right. My team is lucky enough. We actually practice at the EAA.
You practice making pancakes?
We practice in the EAA building, so we practice with all the planes above our heads hanging from the ceiling.
Making pancakes?
No, skating.
Oh, skating. Okay.
And so we are happy enough to help with the pancake breakfast.
More coming up. At WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio refreshed at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and also the legendary AM frequency of 1400. And by the way, this will be podcast later on this morning in case you missed any of it. And you say, I got to hear that again. I missed everything about the roller derby. Wherever you get your podcast, type in Don Rosen Show, and whether it be Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you'll hear it out there around 10 o'clock this morning. Ken Sack is here from the EAA. Pancake breakfast coming up to support scholarships and future flyers and mechanics and stewardesses and flight attendants. And also, Helen DeVille is here from the Root River Rollers. Now, I didn't know this. You practice roller derby at their EAA building.
Right.
Where is that, by the way? Where's the building?
It's on just north of the airport terminal building. It's on North Green Bay Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a secret location, is it?
No. Oh, okay. There's 2 buildings on North Green Bay Road at the airport.
Yeah. Like, once I tell you,
yeah,
we have to, can't continue. So how'd you get to practice there?
Well, actually, one of our members, one of the Root River Rollers, they won a scholarship from the EAA.
To be
a mechanic. And so, you know, next thing we know, we're able to skate in the building. Everybody came with, and
do you have like that tilted circle?
No, we're flat track. We just skate in a circle in the hangar. Sometimes we put the door up and we enjoy the weather, see planes flying around us while we're hitting our friends.
Yeah, do you throw each other over the railing?
Well, there's no railing. There's walls in there, but there's no railing. So, yeah, sometimes we hit a wall, but...
It's kind of hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my mother would be rolling over in her grave if I ever played roller derby. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's just, and this is... Yeah, how old's the oldest person in there? Because bones break at a later age.
Well, we actually have some grandmas on the team. We have anywhere from 18-year-olds to grandparents.
Really?
And
you're going to play it. You're going to have a roller derby at Memorial Hall.
Right, June 1st.
June 1st, mm-hmm. They're bringing roller derby to Memorial Hall, the site of the very first WRJN broadcast, December 6, 1926. We started with our first broadcast at Memorial Hall, came full circle to roller derby.
All right. There we go.
Let's talk about the breakfast again, because you're going to be making the breakfast. You know how to make pancakes?
Right, yep.
You know how to make eggs?
The best.
No, you don't make the best. I make the best. I mentioned earlier, when my wife wants an omelet, I'm the guy. She'll tell me what she wants in it, the spinach or sausage or bacon, whatever. I know how to make a fluffy omelet. And the secret is, when you make the eggs, three eggs, put heavy whipping cream in there. And it fluffs it up nice and big. And I know how to flip it. And I get it. It's just perfect when I make it. Now, when it comes to pancakes and stuff, I'm not that good. But eggs I make great. So you're going to be making all that stuff.
Right.
You have any experience?
Yeah. Yeah, so we actually helped out last year and the year before, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we've been with them for quite a few years now.
Okay, so this is going to be at Battenfield. I just want to remind people at Battenfield right off, it's on Green Bay Road right off Rapids Drive. Can't miss it. And it'll be on a week from this Saturday, May 11th, from 8 a.m. to noon. How do you get the tickets?
At the door.
Oh, you can buy them at the door.
Them at the door.
Cash? Can you use cash?
Right next to the pancake, right before you get... in line for the pancakes themselves.
And you use cash?
Oh, yes.
See, that's the thing, though. A lot of places, like you go to call it County Stadium. Then I called it Miller Park.
Right.
American Family Field, no cash.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can only buy stuff with a card. And a lot of places are going to that. And I'm one of these guys who carries cash and pays cash for stuff because I don't want the credit card bill. Now, some things you have to. But I'm glad you don't have to here. So, Battenfield is the place. Batten International Airport. Now, are there going to be... things that people can see there, like planes and stuff? Or?
Well, we have planes. This is a Young Eagle event, so there'll be planes on the tarmac flying young 8 to 17-year-old kids. And so other people are flying in, so you can walk and see those. We've got airplanes hanging from the ceiling. We also have a arts and crafts show. There'll be 18 tables of so many people coming in and selling their arts and crafts and food.
Oh, so this is just more than breakfast.
More than breakfast, yes.
No, people don't have to eat and run. They could eat and enjoy themselves there
That's right.
And but they got to be out by noon.
Yes.
So don't come at 11:55.
Right.
You know, come earlier and you could enjoy the breakfast, relax, and I'm sure you got all the syrups on the table and everything.
And when they're there, they can... become a member of the AAA as well.
What if they want to be in roller derby?
Well, they can come there too, and I can get them signed up.
Sign them up.
Yep.
Here are the pads for your knees and your elbow pads. And you know, I have this DVD at home with Raquel Welch. You know what movie I'm talking about? The Kansas City Bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they really had to knock her around in that film because that's really her. On the thing, she had to learn how to skate, and they, you know, obviously be careful with the movie star.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it looked like she was getting the routine there. Well, this is just great. And you know what I like? I like that you're sponsoring the Explorer Post.
Yeah, we also we've just started sponsoring a Boy Scout troop and a Cub Scout pack that were originally from St. Rita's. Now they're sponsored by EAA Chapter 838.
Well, look at you guys helping America grow up.
That's right.
So let's just review here. You got the Cub Scouts. You got the Boy Scouts, you got the Explorers, and...
Scholarships. Root River Rollers.
Yeah. You got you're doing everything. And since you're the treasurer, everything's on the up and up.
Oh, yes.
We just want to make sure of that.
We actually have over 400 members.
Really?
Really. Mm-hmm.
And when is the show up in Oshkosh? Was it already?
It's the last week of July.
Yeah, because I know... the station manager here flies planes. He's got a license. He flies on nice days, goes to Waukesha Airport and gets a plane and flies all around. And, you know, I would love to go up with him, but I'm not a great flyer. You know, I can handle... Now the doors are falling off of jets and the emergency chutes are falling off. I'm not that big a fan anymore. You know, I like things to stay on the plane. Well, this is just great. Quick review for everybody, in case you're tuning in. The Pancake Breakfast, EAA Chapter 838. It's at Battenfield, which is at 3333 North Green Bay Road. But it's right off Rapids Drive. You know where Battenfield is. It'll be a week from tomorrow, May 11th, 8 a.m. till noon. Adults, $10. Children, $5. Eggs, pancakes, sausage.
Roller Girls.
Roller Girls are going to be there. And, and they are the Root River Rollers. And is there going to be a demo or no? You can't, not on the front.
No, not on skates. But
yeah, I know.
But June 1st, they can see us on skates.
At Memorial Hall.
Memorial Hall.
5K events, putting that on. Wow, they're already, we got Roller Derby. You know, when they were in here, we had the folks from 5K events 2 weeks ago, and they mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Roller Derby. They said, yeah. I said, in Memorial Hall. And they said, mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, okay.
I'll
go with that. And I guess the seats, there's enough room for seats. Plus, I get that whole balcony thing at Memorial
right.
Hall where you can stand there. Do the fans really get rough? Do they get involved at all?
Well, we have halftime shows where they're able to get a little involved, but it's mostly cheering.
You don't do the trash talking, do you?
Just to our own teammates.
You know, I used to, when I was a kid, I used to watch the wrestling on TV, and they go, we're going to whip them, we're going to beat them, we're going to... Okay. And that was the manager of the play. That wasn't even the wrestler. Well, you guys are great for coming in. Ken Sack, and also Hella DeVille from the Root River Rollers. It's an alliter... what do they call that when you have three of the same vowels, three of the same letters in a row? I can't think of it. I'll think of it in a second here. All right, anyway, so the Pancake Breakfast, once again, Battenfield, a week from tomorrow, 8 a.m. to noon. Come hungry. Adults, $10. $5 for kids at the door. And you get to see some planes. You get to donate. And this is going for the future of children. This is what they mm-hmm. are.
And Cheryl McCray is going to be our live entertainment.
I know her. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You always come here when you need something.
Okay.
All right, coming up, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters in just a moment at WRJN Hometown Radio, Refreshed. It's 7:35 at WRJN Radio. Now, our phones are down. I can't bring the phones up the way we normally talk to a guest because they're not working. So, but I do have Brett on my cell phone, and I don't know if this will work or not, but let's see here. Try talking, my friend. Are you there, Brett?
I'm here.
This is going to be clunky. Okay, I don't know if people can even hear you, but we're gonna do our best here. Let me see if I can get this up to the microphone there a little bit. All right, so Brett Hoffman, Marcus Theaters is here. We got a couple of new movies opening up this weekend, and is this the start of the summer season or not?
Well, the first week of May is always Hollywood's official start of the summer season, so yes, it is officially summer according to Hollywood here in early May.
All right, let's see what we got there. What do you have for us?
All right. Well, the first one is a big one. I encourage everyone to go out and see this movie. It is The Fall Guy, and it is a summer action movie, but it's also a romantic comedy. It stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Ryan Gosling, he's this down-and-out stuntman, and he needs to go back into the business and find a missing star who may be missing. It just so happens, though, that the director of the film that he's working on happens to be his ex-girlfriend, played by Emily Blunt. This movie is so funny. There is so much action. And right now, it's getting an 85% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It is a tremendous movie. Go out and see it. It's a new, original movie, which everyone criticizes. We don't see enough of that. Go support this one, The Fall Guy. You'll have a great time laughing and just watching the action scenes in this one.
Now, I know at the premiere, Lee Majors, who starred in the ABC TV series, The Fall Guy, he was at the premiere, and he looks pretty good from a show that was on in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, most people don't remember that TV show from the early 80s, but it is based on a TV show, but you don't need to know that. It's a standalone movie, and it is tremendous. So go out and see this one, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Just go check out the critics' reviews and the ratings. They're tremendous.
All right, that's The Fall Guy. What else you got for us?
That's right. Well, we've got a horror film as well. It's called tarot. It's about a group of friends that are playing with tarot cards, and what do you know? Things go wrong. They unleash an evil spirit, and one by one, they come face to face with their fates. Obviously, we've seen this type of plot, but it's a horror movie, and it's actually being well received. So if you're into a horror movie, you can go check out Tarot that's coming out. But also, something really special is going on right now, and we go all the way back, and I remember this time because I was in college. It is the 25th anniversary of the release of Star Wars: The Phantom Menace, and it's being released this weekend because it's a very special weekend for Star Wars fans. It is May 3rd right now, but tomorrow is May the 4th, and this has become known to Star Wars as May the 4th Be With You Day. So they are releasing The Phantom Menace. It has been remastered. It's going to look spectacular on the big screen. You're going to see all the scenes that you saw before, the pod racing scenes, the Darth Maul lightsaber duel scenes. It is going to look tremendous on the big screen, and we have that all week at the Renaissance Cinema. So go check out The Phantom Menace. It has held up remarkably well over 25 years, and we're going to have a lot of people coming, in costume and not, to go see Star Wars The Phantom Menace this weekend.
Now, here in Racine, we have there's a Star Wars organization, and they have the Stormtrooper outfits. They have all the outfits, and they look these are authentic outfits. These aren't just Halloween outfits. And they march in all the parades, the you name the parade, they march in there, and they're even in the Christmas parade, and we used to always think that nothing says celebrate the birth of Jesus like Star Wars. But they're in there, and they look authentic. They're very good, and they walk up and down the streets, and kids just love seeing those Stormtroopers, but they have all the characters, and that's pretty neat. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. When I worked at my first radio station in 1977, the movie was going to open up at the big Cinerama Theater we had on Long Island. Big screen, curved screen, huge theater, big sound, but nobody ever heard of Star Wars. So we couldn't, it was hard to promote the movie because it sounded like another space age science fiction movie that nobody was interested in. So we had tickets printed up, and the, I think it was 20th Century Fox came down, you know, it was a New York area thing, was big. And they said, we're going to have this big premiere on Long Island at the big Cinerama. Make sure you fill the seats. Because the theater had like, you know, 2,000 seats. It was a huge theater. So we did. And they said, now all the announcers have to go. I said, I don't want to see this movie. I don't want to see. I got to, you know, get up in the morning. Anyway, so I went. And it was pretty good. You know, I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but you watch it on the big Cinerama curved screen. It's a whole different experience. But that was the only one I've ever seen of all the Star Wars movies. It was pretty good at the time. You know, I was really impressed. And who knew that it was going to take off and be a phenomenon in movie history. But, yeah, so that was my big experience with Star Wars. But, you know, I'm in the minority on this one. People love Star Wars. And what are there, 9 movies made?
There are a total 9, but there's even more. There's Rogue One, and there's other spinoffs going on. So there's a big Star Wars universe, but the original 9 are there. In fact, for people that know this, it's completely sold out. We have a marathon running starting at 8 p.m. tonight at our Majestic Cinema. If you watch the news, if you watch some other coverage, you'll see coverage of our Majestic Cinema. We're showing all 9 starting at 8 o'clock tonight. And those seats, you know, well plus 500 of them, 2 auditoriums sold out within minutes. So when you look at the fandom that wants to go see that, we have a group of people that are going to spend almost 24 hours straight in our Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield. That went on sale over a month and a half ago and sold out in minutes. So the fandom is certainly there for new Star Wars content.
And you expect them to be all dressed up in full regalia, right?
Well, I can assure you that a good majority of them will come decked out. And we'll have others there as well. You know, we'll have you mentioned the 500 First Troop. We'll have one of the 500 First Troops there during the event. Greg Marcus will be showing up. We'll have a breakfast for everyone there. It is a great event, and that's what I tell people. Remember, watch out for those special events. We're holding more and more of them, but they sell out very quick. And I actually remember it was right on this show that I told people, hey, in 2 hours, something big is going to happen.
That's right.
Something's
going
to go on sale. Watch for it. And sure enough, it came up and it sold out in minutes.
You know, I assume there'll be a number of women with the 2 buns on the side of their head, right?
Well, we do get some Princess Leia stuff, yes.
Okay, let's start with. We have any other new films opening? We got a horror movie. We've got The Fall Guy. What else do we have? Anything new?
Yeah, those are the big ones that are opening up right now. So those are the couple that are coming up. I will tell people that next week is another big one. Summer has started, so every single week coming up is going to be a blockbuster weekend. Next week is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. The action in this movie is spectacular. If you've seen some of the recent Planet of the Apes movies, you know that these are phenomenal movies. They're very, very well done. Check out the trailer now, but go look for tickets for next weekend, because this is another movie that you're going to want to see on the big screen. You can see it at the Ultra Screen or the Super Screen next week at the Marcus Majestic Cinema. And this movie, King of the Planet of the Apes, being put out by Disney and Fox, is going to look phenomenal. So that's the big one that comes out the next week.
And they don't use the masks anymore. They're all CGI masks they use on, so they look so real. It's not like the original Planet of the Apes, where it was a little bit of clunkiness to the outfits. Not now. I've seen some of the trailers for this. They look like real apes. They don't look like actors.
Well, let's just say a lot of those Charlton Heston films, in fact, it's funny, if you look at that, you know, they started out with the first one, it had some fandom, and it just kind of decreased in popularity. And I've heard rumors that the budgets for the original Planet of the Apes also just kept going down and down as they produced them. The quality actually got worse, not better, on those original Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes type remakes. But these are the real deal. They look beautiful. They have got all the power behind them in terms of the special effects and the graphics. And it's just another big summer movie. So between The Fall Guy this weekend and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, you're getting a great lineup here in early May, even though we consider this just the start of our spring.
You know, and I saw on the... a friend of mine bought all five movies, the original five, and it came with a special disc, and it was the making of. And you're right, the budgets decreased with every movie till they got to the last one, and it was $1 million budget to make the film. And you could see it on the screen. You could see the budget wasn't there. They just kept going back and back because the profits kept going down with each one. And I think the last one was Conquest or Battle for the Planet. They one of those two. And the budget just wasn't there for it anymore. And you could see... the quality of the masks just went downhill. The special effects weren't there anymore. But they, you know, that was the first five. When I was, years ago, they had in the 70s, mid-70s, much like you were doing with Star Wars, they had it was called Go Ape, was the name of it. All five movies in one shot. You started off in the morning with Planet of the Apes, went into the night with the final one, but it was called Going Ape, or Go Ape is what it was called. So, yeah, when they do those, that's pretty neat. Now, there have been remakes of Planet of the Apes with, who's the actor who did that? The guy who was with Marky Mark. What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg did one, which was another series that it kind of got remade. And this series that we're on now, this is the fourth one in kind of this new series. And it stands alone from Mark Wahlberg's version. But Mark Wahlberg's version, I thought, was good. But now we've got this one, which is so spectacular. So there is definitely, when you look at this, a lot of fandom for this series. And kind of like Spider-Man, they just keep redoing them, and people love them whenever they do them.
Any musicals coming out? When's The Wiz? Not with The Wiz. What do they call it? The Wizard movie. What's it called? Wicked. When is that? Is that a Christmas movie, or is that going to be a summer?
No. Wicked comes out this year. It comes out right around Thanksgiving time. It comes out on November the 27th. It's called Wicked Part 1. They're going to put it into two different pieces. And I'll tell you, there is footage out there right now. So if you go look on YouTube for trailers and the teaser trailer, it looks absolutely spectacular. You want to talk about a movie that's just going to close out 2024. That movie is Wicked. The visuals look spectacular. Everything looks spectacular. You've got Jeff Goldblum as the wizard in this one. And you've got just what I like about it is a combination of graphics and CGI graphics and live sets. It looks so spectacular, the footage that has been released, but that's at the end of this year, and that's Wicked Part 1, and then in 2025, we're going to get Wicked Part 2 to close out the story.
I know, they're starting to do that Part 1 and Part 2 stuff now. I don't like it, but I want to, when I see the movie, I want to see the whole movie, but you know, that's just the way I have to do it. And the music to Wicked is spectacular. I have the original Broadway cast album I listen to all the time. The songs, just one after another. The story is really good. It's about how the Wicked Witch became wicked. And it's a story of her growing up with her sister, Glenda the Good Witch. And you get to find out how she turned mean. And the music is great. And I loved the music. We saw it in Chicago, on stage in Chicago. And I can't wait for the movie. I'm one of these people that loves movie musicals. I never get tired of them. You know, one of my favorite ones of recent year was, my whole memory's gone now. I don't know what's going on with me. The one with the kid with the arm. What was that? The cast on the arm. Came out during COVID. And unfortunately, you know, people didn't go out to theaters during COVID. I can't think of the name of the movie. It was the one with the, I'll think of it as soon as we hang up. Oh, I can't think of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
it was,
yes.
Evan Hansen. Yeah, Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen. Yeah, and it was great.
I love that movie. Unfortunately, it came out during COVID. And, you know, the movie, I feel bad for the people that put out movies around that time because nobody went to go see them because, you know, theaters, a lot of theaters weren't open. You know what I liked about what you guys did during COVID? My wife and I used to drive by every weekend and pick up the popcorn outside. You ordered it over the phone. And you gave them your order number, and they brought these big buckets of popcorn out to you in the car. So you're able to go home and watch TV with movie theater popcorn. That was a great idea.
You know, a little known fact, you can still do that. You can still order on our website. You can order on our phone. We have plenty of people that do that. And with the summer coming up, you wouldn't believe how many people do that for family reunions, 4th of July picnics, all that stuff. But we have party packages. We have larger sizes. The large popcorn, but come on out. We will definitely sell you some popcorn for your activities that you've got going on, your get-togethers, your graduations. It's a great idea. It tastes great, and there's no way to replicate what we can do at the movie theater. I'll tell you that much.
I know. Absolutely. I'm the biggest movie fan there is. Hey, Brett, our phones are out, so we're going to wrap it up here. But next week, I want to hear some of the other movies you may have got sneak previews of when you were out there on the West Coast watching the movies, getting the sneak peek.
Yeah, let's go longer. Let's do a summer movie preview. We're just getting into it, and man, there's some great stuff. But everyone, go out and see The Fall Guy. I'm endorsing this movie. Go out and tell us what you think.
All right, we'll do that next weekend, next Friday. All right, thanks, Brett. Talk to you later, my friend.
I had to go to the doctor the other day. Then I'm in the waiting room, and they make you fill out those stupid forms. Like, who should we notify in case of an emergency? I'm like, how about the doctor? How about that, huh? They're like, no, we mean like a parent. What the hell is my parents gonna do? They're like, Mrs. Laporte, your son's been in a terrible accident. She's like, oh, well, give him ice cream. He likes ice cream.
WRJN. That's Ohio. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Interesting about that song. Neil Young wrote the song after watching and hearing the reports of what happened at Kent State University. The big protest happened on May 4th. We're coming up to the anniversary of it tomorrow. In 1970, it happened, and National Guardsmen shot and killed students who were protesting at Kent State University in Ohio. And that would be, 54 years ago, tomorrow. Neil Young wrote that song after seeing the reports on TV and on the in the newspapers. And the next day he wrote that song. Tin Soldiers and Nixon Coming, Ohio. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. It's one of the greatest protest songs that I think I ever heard. There were many written. I think Joan Baez did a lot of protest songs. She had one called The Universal Soldier, which was back in the 1960s, which was a big protest song as well. All right, we have a gradual clearing in our forecast today. Highs near 65. Clear tonight, lows 47. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 67. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 58. Right now it's cloudy. We're near 60 degrees. That's nice. The Brewers and the Cubs play ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from Wrigley Field. You can hear the games 12:45 p.m. here on WRJN Radio. All right. Survey asked bosses to name them. Oh, by the way, normally we'd have our sports segment here with Mike Clemens. Mike's mother passed away the other day, so he's dealing with family issues right now, so he won't be here this week and next week. And our condolences go out to Mike and his family, because it's tough when you lose a parent, when you lose anybody in your family. So our condolences from everybody here go out to Mike Clemens, and he'll be back with us in 2 weeks after he takes care of family business. A survey asked bosses to name the most common ways people at their companies violate the dress code. Here are the top six. Dressing too casually. Showing too much skin. Oh, I try to avoid that. Having visible tattoos or piercings. You know, my daughter, when she used to work for this company, she worked for a big auto company, and they had places all over the southeast Wisconsin area, all over the state for that matter, and she worked in their corporate office, and she got a lot of tattoos, but she got them where she can cover them up real easily with clothing because she didn't know how they'd react to them. Let's see, having facial hair that's not groomed, wearing too many accessories, and having extreme hair color or styles. Isn't that accepted now? Blue hair, like women have, you know, that bright red hair. I think it's kind of accepted now. All right. Does your boss make you so angry that once a week you want to barge into their office and yell, "I quit," and storm out? Well, bad news, hotshot. That means you're probably never really going to quit. A study found that people who get angry about stuff at work are less likely to quit, because it's a sign that they actually care about their career and their company. They take pride in their work. The people who quit are the ones who feel indifferent. And when something goes bad at their job, you know, they just walk out. But yeah, for the most part, if you really get angry, it means you care about your company, care about your job. I only did that once in all my years in radio. I only quit once in anger. And that was at one of the last radio stations I worked at. The program director there was being real nasty to me. And I didn't care for it. And he made a comment, "If you don't like it, too bad." And I said, "You have your 2-week notice right now." And the general manager called me up that said, "The day before I was awesome. The day I quit, I was a disappointment." I mean, anyway, so that was the only radio job out of all of them I had in my entire career I ever quit in anger. Normally, I hated quitting, but you know, sometimes better opportunities come around and you take them. But I really never quit in anger. I mean, I felt bad every day. Every time I got a new job, I felt terrible quitting because the people did nothing wrong to me. It was just, you know, time to move on after 10 years. You know, it was time to move on to another position. And I really felt bad. This one radio station, that's not too far from where I am now. It's the only one I ever quit in anger. And, well, it happens. What's the number one thing you have to do each morning to get your day off to a good start? A survey asked, and here are the top five things people do to get their day off to a good start. They drink coffee. Well, I've never tasted a cup of coffee in my life, so kind of lets me out. How about getting enough sleep? Oh, I'm a clock watcher. I get up in the middle of the night all the time. Taking a shower. That does it. Listening to the radio. That always gets you up in the morning. That should be number one. And eating a light breakfast. Lately, I just have a glass of orange juice when I get up in the morning. I stop cooking in the morning. I didn't like doing it. Anyway, you can get up. Just turn on the radio in the morning. I'll get you up in the morning. Don't worry about it. All right, I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank Ken Sack for coming by. He is the treasurer of the EAA, chapter, 838. I want to get that right. Also, Helen DeVille. I want to stop her from thank her for stopping by from the Root River Rollers roller derby team. They're going to be making breakfast for you on May 11th at Baton International Airport. All goes to scholarships and so forth, 8 a.m. to noon. That's a week from tomorrow at Baton Field. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you Monday morning. I cut out early again. I can't believe I did that again. It's been a crazy morning. We're going to be in our brand new studio next week. I can't wait. The engineers are doing a great job setting that up, and it's going to be space age. Can't wait to be there. So a gradual clearing today. Highs near 65. Right now it's cloudy and 60. Have a great weekend, all right? Keep it safe. Keep it here. WR.